This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Violent storms that threaten tens of millions of Americans this weekend, already wreaking havoc in parts of the Midwest. Missouri saw the worst of it overnight. At least five people were killed. The National Weather Service says at least five tornadoes touched down, including one in St. Louis. This morning, tens of thousands of people in Missouri are without power, and St. Louis County is in a state of emergency.
That was a CBS National report on last month's storms. And everybody listening, at least in the St. Louis bi-state region, knows that we've had some rain, we've had some storms, some warnings. And the question is always, how prepared are we to endure the next one? Let's welcome here onto the show Josh Grasser from Grasser Electric and Jason Myers, a service manager there as well. You can go to grasserelectric.com to learn more about these services. Josh and Jason, thanks for being in here today. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
So first and foremost, thank you so much for partnering with us for the Washington, D.C. coverage. It was a pleasure to have you guys along.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're glad to be a part of it.
Let's talk a little bit about what people in the listening audience right now can learn from Grasser Electric, because I would imagine that you probably know a few lessons that you can help people learn the easy way rather than the hard way, especially when it comes to all these storms and damage that can happen to people's homes. How busy are you during storm season?
We get pretty busy, and it's good to be prepared. There's several things that you can do to kind of put that first line of defense out there and be more prepared. Jason, you want to talk a little bit about surge protectors and generators and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we are seeing a lot here recently is a lot of lightning strikes, even if they're not directly to the homes, like towards neighbors and close by, that are really affecting these homes and their electrical systems. And there is protection out there that people can get. We're definitely making sure we're trying to be in the first line of getting whole home surge protectors, which is can protect the whole...
A whole home surge protector.
Absolutely. It's something we can put onto your current electrical panel and protect all your electronic devices inside the home. We found plenty here recently where lightning strike was close by, and they lost their fridges, their TVs, their light bulbs. All kinds of things.
If you're plugging your televisions and your appliances and stuff into a surge protector and then into the wall, does this whole home surge protector eliminate the need to do all of that?
Yeah, that it can protect those things.
Or is it an extra line of defense?
It's an extra line of defense above and beyond. But we find people don't always remember to put the surge protectors in, or no.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many new devices out there. You know, the world's just changing, and electronic this, electronic that. You have computers plugged in. You have TVs. There's so many things you don't necessarily
expensive
think about.
Things.
Expensive things.
Really
absolutely.
Expensive things. I got to imagine for somebody who's dealing with what you are talking about there, a nearby lightning strike, first and foremost, how close is nearby when it matters? Like, how far away can it be and still affect?
Honestly, when it comes to lightning, it's such an unknown. How far away it could be long distance away and still jump your voltage in your house to like a higher voltage, or even something like it hits a tree line and your power line's connected to the, you know, the whole neighborhood, and if it hits it the right way, it could surge power through the whole subdivision, and you're part of that. So not having those lines of protection to help, you know, control that, or, you know, really becoming vital.
Can a storm, a lightning strike, that type of a situation, can it weaken your home? Can it make it so that, like, if it hits, like, maybe, oh, we got out of that storm unscathed, nothing bad happened, but you don't realize that something has happened and you're kind of living on the edge right now?
I think it could. So we've seen some extreme scenarios where a home takes a direct lightning strike and you just never know what took any damage. We've seen inside the home, away from the lightning strike, there's burn marks on on the lumber in the attic.
You can see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
that gives me goosebumps. That's scary.
It is. And there's a lot of things that you don't even think about that take surges. Your appliances. There's a lot of smart switches in homes now.
Yeah.
And those things aren't protected by your plug-in surge protectors.
I do a lot of home buying and some rehab. However, it may not be a secret.
Ryan.
I don't do anything. I will buy a house.
That's
and then
true.
I will hire people like you to come in and do things to the house. And I just,
it's really, not because you don't know how to do it.
Oh no, it's because I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do anything. But you know, whether it be with lightning or just other problems that could happen, what is the difference between buying a house, and you could really pick any date, but we'll say a house from the early 1900, 100 years ago, mm-hmm. versus now? If you have a newer house, are you just way more prepared for calamity versus if you have a house that's even 50 years old? Or is it all pretty much the same? Like, there's really, it's...
Well, it kind of depends. You're opening up a giant bag of worms there.
Darn right I am, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Why don't you just give them the address of the home that you're asking about?
That's probably too big of a question.
When we bought our house in, it was Hamel. It was built in 1942. Like, all the wiring was going to need to be redone.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things people you just aren't aware of out there. Like, there's, you know, panels have... electrical panels your houses do have expiration dates. The breakers, those are all made of plastic. I'm sure people...
Ryan's going, what?
Yeah. Well,
you know, when
I had kids...
Just don't tell the city.
Yeah, don't tell... when I had kids, one of the things I found out, I thought, I could take my car seat, like, okay, we're going to have another one. I'll use that car. Not realizing there's an expiration date on these things because they are made of plastic, same as electrical panels.
And you get a firefighter to install that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to all those electronic devices, they do have age limits. And, most panels are only really rated for 20 years. So if it's over 20 years, your electrical panel, your house really is probably the specs on it aren't up to grade.
Does Grass or Electric do checkups? Like, come to our house and tell us how much crap we're in. do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely come out and do a whole home inspection of all your electrical devices. One thing, besides surge protectors and looking at panels, GFIs are a big thing, protect you around your sinks and your tubs.
Can you tell when somebody tried to do something themselves? And
absolutely. Yes.
Ryan?
Oh, yeah. We
just hang this here.
Yeah, absolutely. We...
Do you take pictures of them and send them to your buddies and be like, guys, this is, you got to see.
You've probably seen it all at this point.
Daily. it's just, it's wild out there. Some of the maintenance guy that may have came in that probably shouldn't be the qualified to be doing your electric work out there. There's tons of that out there. And we're like, ooh.
If people are getting electric work done on their home and they're looking to hire someone, what do they need to look for in the person that they're hiring to make sure that they don't become the picture that you guys send to your buddies?
I would say...
Just pose next to your work and leave a picture of it next to it so that Grasser can know who the culprit is.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that you just want to hire a company that's got a good reputation, somebody who's been there and is going to be there. We just had our 50th birthday in February, so we're a company that's been
around
a long
it.
Time. Thank you. Thank you.
Trust me, I know. Because I hear age jokes all the time as the guy who's 1 year older than the other people in the room.
Oh, don't exaggerate. Yeah.
And I just, you know, a thing that I think people look for is the appearance that you want to show up. Whatever electrician you hire, mm-hmm. you want that person to show up looking like they've done it before, and have a
as a practical
out
joke.
There
can you just send Ryan out a couple of times and we'll just film the reaction, and right. then you can uh-huh. take over? Yeah. So if people are looking to hire Grass or Electric, I'm sure that there are a lot of services that you provide. If somebody needs to put a light and a light switch in a room, is that too small for you?
Absolutely not. We will do whatever. We have people call that have a plug that's not working, or they want to add a plug, or just the smallest little job. We'll mm-hmm. we'll go out for any of that.
What about as big as commercial business? Do you service, you know, that type of a project as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So, funny enough, Jason's our service manager, but Jason came from our commercial side, so we do a lot of commercial work.
So you've been family-owned here in St. Louis since 1975, and I think that it's a cool thing to be able to connect St. Louis listeners to St. Louis families who understand the area, understand the community, and give back to the community. You have a charity that I have to mention, the Loyal Order of the Squirrels.
Correct.
And that begs the question.
Where did the name come from?
Squirrels? So, question mark?
Yeah. So my grandpa started that organization in 1984. And the thing about my grandpa is he's full of stories. Most of them change over the course of the year.
Do they get better, though?
A lot of them get better.
That should, if you're going to change it.
Yeah. One story, though, that I've always heard that's never changed is where that name came from. And there were a handful of guys that started the organization, and when they were trying to figure out the name, the story is that they were sitting in a bar there in St. Peter's, and one of the guys was like, you know, they've got the moose, they've got the elks, they got all these different animal names for these charitable organizations. You're kind of a squirrely guy. Let's call it the Squirrels. And so that's where that came from. And that's the only story that I've ever heard. And it's never changed.
That's great. I'm looking. And so what is the Loyal Order of the Squirrels do? What was the onus behind making something have to have a name?
So we give assistance to people in our community. A lot of children, handicapped individuals, elderly people. Just really anybody who's needing assistance. Really, one of the things that it's not something we went out searching to do, but mm-hmm. Just by chance, we started doing these bathroom remodels. We had, you know, people will either fight with their bathrooms, with their wheelchairs, yeah. and just don't have the means to mm-hmm. get it fixed, or they've become handicapped, and now they need some new accommodations. So we'll go in and we'll remodel their bathrooms for them.
To make them accessible?
To make them accessible so their wheelchairs will fit in. We've done several where we'll do like a roll-in shower.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of those walk-in bathtubs for mm-hmm. certain people. Really kind of custom to whatever their needs are.
Do you do fundraisers to do this? Is this just part of your...
We do. We'll do fundraisers. We have several fundraisers throughout the year that are kind of staples that help us go through the year. For that type of stuff, we also get help from the HBA. Mm-hmm. They've been very generous over the years and help us out. But yeah, our fundraisers, that's where we get the most of our funding from.
That's a great way to give back, and you're doing that here locally.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. I'm looking at grassorelectric.com right now at the map of your service area. Can you define it for me a little bit? I see you go a little bit into Illinois and cover a lot of Missouri, St. Charles, St. Louis, Warren, Lincoln, Franklin, Jefferson counties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all over those areas. We do go into Illinois a little bit.
It's brave.
Illinois is a different animal.
Yeah.
Yes, it
Tell
is.
Me about it.
It's so all over.
It's kind of squirrely.
Yeah, right. Even around Missouri, so yeah. Every jurisdiction you go to has got different requirements and different things that they kind of make you do.
Government.
Yep. Illinois is a different one altogether, but we...
We'll provide the context later. Don't worry about it.
So yeah, we're all over the place.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking about this. And one other thing that I wanted to highlight before we leave is you provide generators and generator installation. Jason, maybe you can talk a little bit about that as well, because I think that's something that a lot of our listeners specifically, I really want a generator for my home. I'm looking to build a home soon, so I'm thinking about not putting one in the home right now and investing, because it's an investment. But boy, does it pay off in the time of need.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you never know when that's going to happen. I mean, we're in Missouri. There's always storms. You never know when the crazy stuff's going to happen. So having those backup generators, I mean, everybody we've done those for, I mean, just love knowing that they're not going to go without power at any moment. We do have, you know, some other options out there, too. I mean, I know it is a big investment, but we also have some other options that are out there for as far as even putting generator plugs on the exterior home. So if there's an emergency, you can bring in a portable one, plug it in, go from there. We even do some smaller stuff, some gas homes, you know, just, you know, if you don't have that ability to do the investment of the large one, we can do things like adding backup plugs in your home that will actually hook right into your air conditioner or heating unit. So if you have gas, you can actually still have heat.
Wow.
If you have a backup generator. So
I didn't know that existed.
So yeah, there's all kinds of, you know, products and services that we can provide.
Yeah.
To make sure you guys don't go off completely.
Something like that, I really think, like if my parents were elderly and still living on their own or something like that, especially when it comes to heat, you want to make sure that that is provided if you're not with them. To me, that seems like a really sensible reason to call Grass or Electric and say, and also for your home, of course, but if the focus of your generator installation on your home has always seemed too big to attain, just a hope and a dream, maybe a phone call might make you realize it's a little more in reach than you thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for coming in here today. We've got Josh Grasser and Jason Myers with Grasser Electric for your partnership with us on the DC trip. I am willing to make a commitment on behalf of the show that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I will invest in a squirrel costume that Ryan will wear to help raise funds for the Order of the Squirrels, and I promise to buy it just a little too small.
Well, we appreciate that, and we were glad to help with that.
Of course you appreciate that part. I've actually done things very close to that already, so it's not like,
unfortunately, I have a moose and not a squirrel
that
costume.
Actually is pretty close to what will happen.
Thank you guys both for being in here. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. If you're looking for anything electrical, you need to make sure you contact Grasser Electric and talk to them about how they can get your needs met. GrasserElectric.com. All the information is right there. Tell them you heard about them on the Andy Fry Show and 97.1 FM Talk. Wiggins America, be or not the beat, next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.